Blessed be the name of the Lord God of Israel, the creator of heaven and earth, the soon coming King. I want to welcome all of you to this morning cool of the day daily devotional. May the grace, the peace, and the love of the Most High be multiplied unto you all. Precious people of the way, today happens to be the 25th episode of The Walking Voice. And today is the 23rd part of Principles of Eden. And we are dealing with levels of obedience. And we are going to talk about the third level. But before I share, let me share a word of prayer with you. Oh, Abba Father, I thank you, I give you praise. May your name be glorified, may your name be exalted. I ask, O Yahuwah, that you will have your way. Abba Father, I pray that you will speak through me. Heal those who are sick. Deliver those who are in captivity. Let your word work on us, that we will live a life of obedience, even to please thee. I come against all powers of the enemy, and I declare that demons, foul spirits on the airwaves are under our feet. I thank you, Abba Father, for an answered prayer. In Yahushua's name I have prayed. Amen. You are all welcome again to this morning cool of the day, and we are dealing with levels of obedience under Principles of Eden, part 23. People of the way, we started with the first level, which is adoption. We went further to deal with the second level, which is begotten. Today, we are dealing with beloved. So we have an adopted son, we have a begotten son, and we have a beloved son. All these are levels of obedience because they are levels of sonship. And sonship is all about obeying, pleasing the Father. Without obeying, there is no life and there is no sonship. In the kingdom, the culture is actually a life, and that life is truth, and that truth is the word, and that word is the son, and the son is Yahuwah, is God. John 1:1. So therefore, he who is not growing in his sonship is not growing in his life as far as the kingdom is concerned. Therefore, when you are adopted, you are taken out. In fact, all the legalities are settled. Then you will be taken out from your father's house, which is the devil, because we were all born. The first birth is birth unto him. We were born for him because of Adamic sin. The Bible says the world lieth in his belly. That is why when Yahusha was about to be born, when the woman went to labor, the dragon was ready to swallow. So whoever come into this world because of Adamic sin, we are in him. Therefore, when you are adopted, we leave him. We are carried out from his household into the household of the Most High. So Peter called it the household of the Son, the household of the true God. Hallelujah. Then you now become a begotten son. This is another level of obedience. That is when you are now out there. You are ready to serve. You are ready to be sent. You are ready to be an ambassador. Because you have grown. You are matured. Maturity is when you grow in your obedience unto Him. The life in the kingdom. It's not about speaking in tongues. It's not about how long you have been a believer. It is about how you have grown in that life in the kingdom, which is obedience. People of the way, when you are out there at your workplace, you move outside of the place you are known as a believer. Will you represent Him well? Will you continue to live that life in the kingdom? The world is a big mission field. We are all on assignment. Are you going to represent Him well as a pastor, as a pastor's wife, as an elder, as a deacon, as a believer? You cannot be sent out. You cannot represent Him out if you have not grown and attained that level of sonship. So the Bible says, Yahweh loved the world, that He sent His only begotten Son. So He sent Him because He had become a begotten. He sent Him because He is matured. He sent Him because He will represent Him well. Therefore, when Yahusha came, he was trained. He was full of the Holy Spirit. He grew in grace. The Bible says He grew in grace. He grew in grace and the wisdom of the Most High, which is the Word. Therefore, at the age of 30, he was baptized. That is total surrender. He was immersed. He said, I'm going to do this for the fulfillment of all righteousness. So he was baptized by John the Baptist. And when he was baptized by John the Baptist, something outstanding happened. The Bible says that a voice spoke from heaven. This is the next level. Let's look at something in Matthew 3, the verse 17. Matthew 3, the verse 17. Let's look at the word there. Matthew 3, the verse 17. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. In whom I am well pleased. He had come on a big mission field. At the age of 12, he was in the temple asking questions. He grew in grace, wisdom, and the knowledge of his Father. He was to now come to public, be outdoored. And the Bible says, a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This is the level where heaven can testify to your sonship, can testify to the life you are living in the kingdom, which is a life of obedience. That is walking according to the will of the Father. That is obedience. He who is not walking according to the will of the Father does not live the word of the Lord. He is not an obedient child. Child of God, men can testify about your obedience. Men can testify about how good you are, how you walk with the Lord, how you pray, how you obey Him. But the real thing is heaven testifying about you. From the time you came to this big mission field, whether you have graduated from being an adopted to begotten, and you are pursuing purpose on assignment, you have moved from one community to another, you have worked in so many companies and institutions. The question is, will Yahuwah testify about you? What is the opinion of heaven about you? Will Yahuwah testify about your sonship? What will God say about you? That indeed you are his son. He told you that seed produces son, and the seed is the word. So when you become a son, you have to leave the word. Because to us, we live on the outside because of the life in us. Our outward lifestyle, the life we live that people see, it is because of the life in us. That is why if you don't have that seed, which is eternal life, which is life in Yahuwah, you can't live the life on the outside. Therefore, can heaven testify? Because sometimes men will not know what is actually in you. There are people who try to adapt, they try to change their lifestyle and try to, you know, live a life of obedience. Sometimes it is hypocrisy. Sometimes men pretend to be humble, to be obedient, to be prayerful, to be Christians. But heaven knows all. Heaven can see that which is in you. Heaven knows you better than yourself. He created you. Therefore, will heaven declare that you are his son? You are his beloved son. Beloved son is when you have become the lover boy or lover girl of the Most High. And you know how you become loved when you have first love. If you love him, he will love you. And what is love to Yahuwah is when you obey his commandment. That is when you have become a true son. Precious people of the way, the truth of the matter is, many people, they say they are sons of the Most High. They are believers. People also can testify. You see them going to the house of the Lord, see them praying, see them doing the work of Yahuwah, perhaps ministry, see them in groups, see them everywhere. They go to church, they pay their tithes. A pastor can see you as an obedient child. Your parents can see you as an obedient child. You are living the life in the kingdom. But the most important one is, what is Yahuwah saying about your sonship? Are you his beloved? Have you lived the life of obedience to that level that he will publicly say, you are his beloved? It was when he was baptized, total surrender. There come a time that you grow from being a begotten son and you surrender all, every aspect of your life. You see, Father, not my will but your will. That is when you die to self. That is when every member of this, your old nature, is crucified. That is when you say, Abba, Father, I am ready. No more my life, but the life in you. Look, many people were there. In fact, John the Baptist had already testified that this is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. A prophet has testified. The people heard it. But Yahuwah Yahweh's opinion, Yahweh's declaration is the final one. Upon all the testimonies that he is the lamp of the Most High, guess what? Heaven also spoke. Heaven testified. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. I am well pleased. Precious people of the way, what is heaven saying about you? Well, people have testified that you are a believer, prophets, pastors. But the question is, what is heaven saying about you? Have you fallen in love with him to the point that you obey his commands? Have you fallen in love with him to the point that, you see, when you fall in love with a thing, you live according to the instruction of that thing. So if you fall in love with Yahuwah, it means that you have fallen in love with the word. And when you fall in love with the word, you obey the word. That is when the word will testify about you. That is when heaven will declare that you are, you are, you are, you are. It's not about I am. It's about heaven saying you are the Son. You are my Son. You are. You can imagine. Many people were there. Many had come to be baptized. And heaven spoke. This is not a planned thing. This is not, you know, you can pay people to testify about you. People pay and people give bad and testimonies of lies so that when it is telecast live on television, people will run and troop there. Whereas ministers. Ministers can even share, you know, false testimonies so that they will look more, you know, powerful and anointed so that people will come. It is not about television. It's not about social media recommending your video. It is not about the lies. It is about heaven testifying about your walk with him, about your level, about the life you are living. Hallelujah. When you read Matthew 12, verse 18, the Bible says, Behold my Son, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him. I'm going to put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He's talking about Yahusha, who became a beloved. He said, I'll put my spirit upon him, and I'll use him as judgment unto the Gentiles. That is why when the people have gathered there, it is like you are being used, how do I say it? You'll be used as an object of testimony, okay, for the world, for the Gentiles. That is when Yahuwah will use you. You know, that people should look up to you. People, you have grown in your life, working with Yahuwah, as Paul said, that, look, you can learn from me because I've learned from the Son of God. You can follow me because I'm following Christ. There are many people who cannot be examples to the Gentiles. His spirit cannot be upon them because they have not grown in their life of obedience. They have not grown in their sonship. They have not grown. You know, sometimes the world even becomes so confused looking at us because we don't, our life does not suggest that we know Yahuwah. Our life is completely opposite of the word. We claim of carrying him, but the life we are living does not please the Father.
So when you grow from being an adopted son, you now sit at his feet, you will be tutored, you will be taught, you will be nurtured, you grow, you become a begotten. That is when you start pursuing purpose, assignment. You represent him as an ambassador. You go out there because the temptations are there, and because you have grown to be a begotten, you'll be able to stand them. And the last one is beloved. That is when Yahuwah himself will testify about your sonship, your walk with him. Hallelujah. Praise Master Yahusha. When you are a begotten, that is a called level. A called level. You know, the Bible says, many are called, but the beloved is the chosen level. The beloved is the chosen level. That is why he said, behold, my servant, whom I have chosen. Matthew 12, the verse 18. So you can be called. That is when many are called. You know, you start pursuing purpose. You'll be gifted. You move out. You preach the gospel. You represent him as an ambassador. You sing. I don't know the gift he will give you. All of us are on assignment on this earth, and the world is a big mission field. Okay? But you cannot just be called, because the called, not all the called are the chosen. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. So when you grow to become a beloved, that is when you have been chosen. That is when you become a candidate of heaven. Let no one lie to you. There is a life, a level you get to that heaven is aware. That is when heaven has a record about your identity. That is when they normally say your name is in the book of life. You are in him. Heaven has can bear witness, because it is the spirit that can never bear a false witness. That is why it's the spirit that bears witness with our spirit that we are sons of God. So when you grow, you obey him. It's not about falling. It's not about hypocrisy here and there. You go to a funeral, you live a different life. When you go to the house of the Lord, you live a different life. No. You grow to a beloved, heaven will testify. That is when you have been chosen. You are his beloved. He's so proud of you. He knows you are not going to disappoint him. He knows that it is his will that you are walking with. He knows that you are going to represent him very well, because his son, who is alive, represents that life in the kingdom very well. So if you are possessed with that life, let people see. Hallelujah. And he said, I will put my spirit upon him. Not just in him. You see, when the spirit is in you, okay, it is like, many people, they have problems. They find it difficult to see that which is in, okay? But when it is on the outside, let me explain. When a thing is upon a thing, you can easily see the thing. But when it is in, it is very difficult to see it. So when it is upon him here, he's saying, and he shall shew. This is the time you can show judgment. These are the words of the Lord. This judgment is not the judgment like you are judging someone to go to heaven or hell. No, that is not what the Bible is saying. That's why he told Malachi to go and tell the people that he expected justice and judgment from them. And they were rather oppressing people. They were rather living a bad life. So this is the law, the word, the life in the kingdom. You have to show judgment to the Gentiles. You have to show that life to the Gentiles. People must see. You see, the Gentiles, they need sign. They are moved by signs. The question is, can they? You know, they don't have faith. No matter what you tell them, they are not moved by that. That is why the Spirit will be upon them. Because they have become His beloved, then He used them as sign to the Gentiles. They have to see. Oh, in fact, this person is indeed a believer. Then they start learning. They look up. They look at you, and they don't want to drink again. In your presence, they are careful not to, you know, raise some topic. You know, that is when your presence, you know, make people to be careful, make people to stop doing some things. There are people, when they go for family meeting, they will never ever drink. They won't. You have become an example that is beloved. That is when you have pleased the Father to that level that He can use you as an object of study. Because your whole life has become the life in the kingdom. Your whole life has become the culture of the kingdom. So when people look up to you, when people look at you, they see Christ. When people look at you, they see the culture of the kingdom. When people look at you, they see righteousness. When people look at you, they see God. They see Yahuwah. Precious people of the way, I'm going to end here. Which level are you? Are you an adopted son, a begotten son, or beloved? Remember, it takes beloved son to please Him. And if you have not pleased Him, you can't make heaven. It is when you have been chosen. There are many people who have been called, though it's not only you. Many have been called, but only few are chosen. It is only the few who will be able to enter through the narrow way. So are you part of the few? Can Yahuwah be proud of you and testify about you? Can the Spirit bear witness? Can the Spirit testify that indeed you are a believer? Indeed you are a pastor? It's easy for social media. You know, you can give your name and add, I'm a pastor. You can easily fill forms. So people can easily have certificates. They can easily have documents that they have their title as pastors, as Christians. It's easy. Which religion then they choose? I am a Christian. You go to somewhere, they ask you, say, I'm a Christian. It's easy. You are looking for a job, you say, I am a Christian. It's easy. It's easy. People can finish school, go to school, and out of school, they get that as a believer, as a pastor, as a reverend. They get it. But you have to also be given from heaven. Your certificate, your salvation certificate should bear. Your name should be as you claim to be on earth. If not, I tell you the truth. As the world is coming to an end, look at what is happening all over the world. As the world is coming to an end, beloved, if you have not become a beloved son, if you have not grown in your sonship, it is time for you to examine yourself and work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In emergency way, see, for our popo, you know, when we say trembling, we are not talking about just shaking and stand at one place. Like be in a hurry, act fast to work on it, because you don't know what will happen. People are dying everywhere. Don't die and you are not a beloved. Don't die. Don't let Yahusha come and meet you at this level, a hypocritical level. No, die as a beloved. It's not about the souls you have won. Die as a beloved. Anytime we wake up in the news, disaster here, people never, I just heard that a landslide, they were living there, and the whole, you know, land has slided and has covered them. And they are using machines to search for even the houses. It has covered within a twinkle of an eye. No one knows what is coming tomorrow. If people knows that death is coming, they will prepare. But this end of time, the death, you see, some people those days, you can be sick, and people will say, oh, in fact, you are going to die. So whilst on the sick bed, they prepare a will. They start. Even doctor can declare that, oh no, he cannot survive. But this time around, what a shock. Somebody will be there and just die. You don't know when. You don't know. People are thinking it is even rapture. You don't know. People are dying. Please, don't die, and you are not a beloved. Don't die. May Yahweh bless his word. It is my prayer this morning that this word will continue to ring in your heart so that you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I pray that all temptations, any situation, anything you are in that is not allowing you to live right, that is not allowing you to grow in your sonship, in that life, in the kingdom, in that kingdom lifestyle, let that thing be removed. Let that thing be taken away. All impediments are removed in the mighty name of Yahusha. You are blessed. Take care of yourself until we meet again tomorrow, same time. I say shalom. Bye-bye.